Warning, the Everything podcast may contain language and subject matter unsuitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Furthermore, if you are an overly sensitive, combative for no reason, close-minded cuck, Lou from the BX will gladly drag you down Colgate Avenue and leave you somewhere on the Cross Bronx with the others. Now that we understand each other, welcome, and as always, please enjoy responsibly. This is the Everything Podcast, the most non-PC podcast of the PC era. Hey Lou, would you kindly drop a bomb on him?
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode 72 of the Everything Podcast. My name, of course, is Lou from the BX, aka Dominican Lou, aka Louis Balboa, Louis Schmerda, the Lou's Cannon of Podcasting. And hi, it's Friday again. This one snuck up on me. I woke up this morning, I had all this shit to do. I got all this class stuff I got to do. It was just so many things. And then I got up and I was running around doing stuff for the early morning. And then I was like, oh shit, wait a minute. Today's Friday. I got to record a podcast. So here we are. And it's good to be here. I am sitting here in my new home. It feels like I haven't left the house in a week and a half. I know that sounds pedestrian compared to what we've been going through in this pandemic, but I'm usually running around daily, you know, go to the gym, go here, go there, and then, you know, do what I got to do in the house. But this week has been nothing but eat, sleep, and shitting this living space. So it's I was gonna say like it's okay, but it's starting to drive me a little crazy. I don't know how you people have been doing this whole thing for a year, working from home and making your, you know, computer room or your office or your bedroom for that matter, your new workspace. And then you get out of work and you walk into the next room and it's like, okay, I'm still in my house. Cause that's a feeling that I get. I like walk out of here and I'm like, ugh, I need to go do something. But then I remember there's a Delta variant and, I don't want to go anywhere. So if that took enough explaining, what I was going to say originally was I'm sitting here in my new home, workspace, whatever you want to call it, in the dark. I got a candle lit. All the lights are off. Usually I have stuff going on in the background. Like I'll have the TV on and mute and just have light. But nope, this is a very special episode of the Everything Podcast, it seems like. So, hi. How you doing today? I'm feeling good. I wanted to take a second to thank a few people before I continue on with this. And, of course, thank you all for listening. I always like to thank you guys at the beginning. But I want to send a shout out to a few people here in particular who have kind of reignited my podcasting pilot light, if that's what you want to call it. So let me just send a quick shout out to my man B-Rob, host of the Randall and Rob's podcast. Let me send another shout out to the Mayor Dan Dinkins, host of the Starting Five podcast. Send a shout out to Delvin Cox, host of the Delvin Cox Experience. And I want to send a special shout out to Maddie Anderson of the Top Rope Squishy Conglomerate. She has a YouTube channel. She hosts two shows. Actually, I think she hosts three shows because the live YouTube recap show is not really named. You got to work on that, Maddie. But yeah, I wanted to send a shout out to all these people. Two days ago, I believe, I did a Mayor's Office podcast with Dan and B-Rob and two other people whose name escapes me right now. I'm very sorry I didn't remember your names. One of them has a... Wow, that's so unprofessional. But anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't... Of course, I don't write anything down for this, but I was on a podcast with these four gentlemen, and we talked about the WWE Top 50 Tag Teams list, and we had a great time. We had a great two-hour sit-down. We laughed, we cried, we exchanged ideas, and it was a great time. And I look forward to doing it again. Delvin Cox, I was on his podcast last month, and me and him had a very awesome conversation. His podcast is very dope. He's another one of these podcasters who, the type of people I like to fuck with, where he is trying to bridge the podcasting community together, and that's what I'm with that. So, for lack of a better word, I'm with that. So it was great being on his show. Why can't I talk today, dude? There's always this weird energy at the beginning of my shows. Like, it's nerves. You would think by now I'd be over that shit. But we had a great time, you know, doing the podcast thing, and I'd recommend you guys check him out. And of course, Maddie Anderson of Top Rope Squishy, that is a wrestling podcast / show / live experience. If you're into wrestling, especially AEW, she's got you covered on that. I was a guest on her live recap show about a month ago, and I'm actually going to be doing her show again at the end of the month. I believe the day is the 29th, I believe. It's going to be Thursday, so I'm going to be doing her live show again. She asked me to be back on, and I said hell yes, because the first time was very, very enjoyable, so we'll be chopping it up one more time. But I just wanted to send those four people a shout out, man. You guys, whether you're listening to this or not, just let you guys and ladies and gentlemen know that I appreciate you. I thank you very much for kind of getting me reinvigorated, relocated, reeducated. And just thank you. Thank you. I like to show love on this show. You guys are no stranger to that. So just wanted to knock that out real quick. And one thing I've noticed the last couple episodes, and I'm trying to make sure I don't do it, and I think I just did it right now. This new mic that I have here picks up like any kind of like tapping noise or anything that I do at my desk, which is not good, because like I was just saying, I always end up starting this show out with like all this nervous energy. So I'm like kicking my legs like a horse, and my hands are doing all kind of shit, and I end up, if I get animated, I hit the table and it sounds like shit. So I've noticed I've done that the last two episodes. I think I just did it right now, so I'm trying to eliminate that. So I'm trying to keep my hands and knees away from this table so I don't bang into it. So my apologies if you hear any weird noises. And we here, man, we in the building, as the kids like to say, for yet another episode of TEP. This is going to be episode 72, and we're going to talk some shit today. Some of it's going to be fun, some of it is not going to be so much fun, but we're going to do it anyway. So stay tuned, go get some popcorn, get you a drink, sit down, relax, cut the lights off, and let's do it.
What up, it's your boy DJ Joe Black, and you're now listening to the world famous Everything Podcast with your boy Lou from the BX.
Always a good way to jump back in. Everything Podcast, episode 72. So, I wanted to, now that it's been a week removed, I want to talk about Black Widow for a second. Now, you know, usually back in the day I would do, you know, spoiler, non-spoiler reviews of movies and stuff like that, especially like Marvel movies. I don't want to do that anymore. I think I explained on previous podcasts that I'm kind of sick of the whole not just for me. What I'm saying is I'm sick of doing them because I don't really see the point. These review movies, review album things. There's plenty of people out there doing that. If you guys want that, I can point you to a million podcasts that sit there and do reviews much better than I will. So I don't want to really do that anymore unless, you know, I mean, Black Panther 2 comes to mind as something that I think I'm going to want to do one of those with, just because of the rumors of Namor and how they're going to handle Chadwick, and it just that movie's going to be huge. So huge for me. So I might want to do that, but as far as all these movies, I don't want to do that anymore. So, but what I did want to talk about was this quote-unquote outrage that seems to be going on with the Taskmaster character and how they portrayed this character in the movie. So if you haven't seen Black Widow, you're gonna get spoilers here, but I don't feel like these spoilers ruined the movie, so do with that information what you will. Maybe skip ahead until I'm talking about something else, but it's gonna get a little bit spoilery up in this bitch, so let's go ahead and jump right in. So this is your last chance. It's your last chance. You can go right now. 11 and a half minutes. You want to go? Come back. Come back in about 10. I don't know how long this is going to go. So, Black Widow. So, again, I enjoyed this movie very much. I loved it, actually. I thought it was fantastic. I thought Scarlett was great. I thought the plot was pretty fair action-wise, you know, pretty standard-ish kind of like story they went through. It wasn't too elaborate or anything. It had nice callbacks. It wrapped up her arc very nicely, I feel like. And there were some things in the movie that some people have taken umbrage with. Most notably has been the use of Taskmaster, the character. So if you're unaware, if you haven't seen the movie and you're still listening to this, I don't know why you're doing that, because you're going to get some spoilers, but here you are. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're confused about who Taskmaster is the character in the trailers that's like with the mask on, kind of kicking the shit out of every time they show Taskmaster, he's kicking the shit out of something or someone. He's like the one of the key villains in the movie. So in the comics, the Taskmaster's origin is, his name's Tony Masters. He was born in the Bronx, actually. Trivia for you. He was born in the BX, and at a young age, he realized that he had photographic reflexes. So that, in finding that out, that led him to a life of crime. Kind of a shitty origin story, but that's basically what happened. He tried out for his high school football team by mimicking a professional quarterback, and then from there he just realized that being a hero didn't make money, so he decided to turn to crime. And the way his photographic reflexes work is that he can mimic any move that he sees, like his muscle memory is times 1 million or something. So if he sees, like, if he's watching Bloodsport and Van Damme does the spinning split kick, he can see it and then immediately his body can do it. So he can mimic any move that he sees on TV, in person, or whatever. What he can't do is, like, if the Hulk picks up a building, he can't now go pick up a building because he doesn't have the strength to do that. But he can copy fighting styles and stuff like that. So that's basically his power. He's not like a mutant. He's not a super soldier. He's just honed his body to the utmost condition that a human can do. And he's went into a life of crime, so he basically made his career hiring and training, like, criminals to work for super criminals. Like, you know, all those, you'll see the Joker and the Joker's gang. He basically trains guys like the Joker's gang how to fight and shoot and do all the shit they need to do. He's like a C-level criminal at best. Like, he's not like the Red Skull or the Abomination or Venom or Dr. Octopus. He's like, at best, he's a threat, but he like fights everybody. He doesn't really have like the one guy he feuds with. He shows up in Spider-Man comics. He shows up in Captain America and the Avengers and Iron Man and Daredevil. He shows up everywhere. He's just like, I don't want to say an annoyance, because he can fight and shit, but he's not like super strong. So he's not like a real big villain. He's never really been involved in like a big crossover event where people die and all that kind of shit. Like, you know, he wasn't responsible for like the Axe in Civil War or Secret Invasion or anything like that. He's just a dude. Like, he's a kind of a cool character, but you know, I would imagine that before this movie, the Taskmaster fan club was like not that big. So, you know, he's cool, but he's not like, you know, Green Goblin. I don't know how many more examples I can give you. I just keep spouting them out. So this character made his debut in the MCU finally in the Black Widow movie as one of the main antagonists. And so in the movie, the basic plot is that Natasha's trying to bring down the Red Room, where all the women like herself were put through the freaking, you know, Black Widow program, where they're brainwashed with a chemical and they're just trained to be like super assassins that just take orders. So she's trying to bring the Red Room down, and that Red Room is headed by Dracoff, who she actually, years prior, before she was an Avenger and she was like freed of the program, but she was still like a mercenary, and she was trying to look for this guy to kill him. She found him, she killed him by blowing up the building he was in, killing everyone in the building, including Dracoff's daughter. So in this movie, she comes to find out that he's still alive and blah blah blah, and she goes, no, we gotta stop this, and she gets with her sister and they go to do that. That's like the, you know, mainline plot. I don't want to give everything away. So what ends up happening is that the identity of Taskmaster is a secret for 80% of the movie. And Taskmaster shows up, starts hunting Black Widow down. This freaking kick-ass machine shows up with his bow and arrow and shield, and it's just kicking ass left and right. It's got a cool suit of armor, kind of sort of similar to the comic, but not really, missing like the white and like the blue. There wasn't really like a lot of white, but you know, pretty similar. And the character shows up in a few times in the movie, and when he does, it's very ominous. It's very Winter Soldier-esque, like in Captain America Civil War. This big brooding character, you know, very scary, very intimidating. And so for most of the movie, you don't know who this person is. And then towards the end of the movie, the character is revealed, and it's revealed that the character is actually Dracoff's daughter, who Natasha all these years kind of felt guilt about killing, because the only way, she only had a small window of opportunity to get Dracoff, and it was those 2 minutes that he was with his daughter in that office was the only chance they had to get him. And that's when they detonated the bomb, and she was like, fuck it, we got to do it. Sorry, kid, but you're collateral damage. And they blew the office up, and everybody died, including the daughter, and she's felt guilt over that for all these years. And one cool thing was that Loki mentioned her in the Avengers movie. So that's a callback from like freaking 10 years ago, which is very cool. And so it ends up being Dracoff's daughter, Antonia. Takes the mask off, shows all these scars all over her face. And what he explains is that he survived the explosion, but her body was basically destroyed. So he had to keep her brain alive and make her his ultimate soldier, training her in the same brainwashing shit he did with all the other widows. And how she exactly is able to mimic all the moves is kind of just like left up to you to kind of just believe that she watched enough videos to do so. Because that's kind of how they explained it in the show, the movie. you know, he kept her brain alive by attaching something to her the back of her head. I don't remember exactly what he said. And then, you know, got her this body and this suit. And the suit is like kind of like an Iron Man suit. It has like a interactive thingy that she can see through. And she watched all these videos on Cap and Hawkeye and all these fighting styles, and she can just mimic them just because she's watched them a lot and she's trained herself. So that's how they explained it. That's all they gave us. And it seems like a lot of people are... So here's my point. Here's my thing. So a lot of people are angry that Tony Masters wasn't represented on screen properly. That C-level comic villain who, like, has the smallest fan club ever wasn't portrayed exactly like he is in the comics. And people were losing their fucking mind about that. This is bullshit. This is, you know... I heard the phrase women washing on Twitter, and it made me sick. Like, I wanted to throw up in my mouth when I read it. So dumb. Like, so again, here's the thing. And this is what I had to teach myself, because believe me, I was one of those sticklers. I wasn't an idiot like these people online and on Twitter seem to be. But I was one of those dudes who was holding these movies to a certain, like, unattainable standard where any change in the character just pissed me off. And I had to learn on my own that, listen, this MCU that Kevin Feige and Disney and Marvel Studios have crafted over, like, 11, 12 years, starting from Iron Man or whatever, you have to understand that these movies, yes, they are based in the comic, and maybe at the beginning they were like closer to the comics than anything, but at this point, after a decade of world building, they have to like do things in a way that's smart and works in their world. Like, they can't just like stick to the comics exactly, because if they did, a lot of shit wouldn't make sense. Like, Venom, for instance, got his suit in the comics from the Secret Wars comics in 85. That's how the character was introduced. Spider-Man was on Battleworld. All the freaking heroes and villains were all fighting each other for their Beyonders amusement on some random battle planet, and there was a room where they could go to like fix their costumes and shit, and Peter Parker got in this machine because his suit's all ripped up and he was paranoid everybody was going to find his identity out, so he decided to use the machine and it gave him this black suit, and he was like, holy fuck, this looks awesome, I love this. And later on, once that whole thing was over and he was back in his regular comic book, they turned that suit, turns out that was a symbiote alien, and that's how Venom came to be in the comics. Then of course, you know, in the Ultimates they changed it to fucking, I don't even know that origin, and I don't care. That shit is not canon to me, but it is, but it's not for me. It's a whole complicated thing. I could go on and on about this. The point is, they got these Venom movies now. How are they supposed to, like, you want them to say there's a whole secret war, and it's like they can't do that, because first of all, Sony doesn't have the rights to all those characters that was in that comic, so you can't do it. You just can't. And then it's like, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be super literal here, but at this point with the MCU, you can't expect every single thing to be exactly like the comic. I'm sure they're going to keep it going with like the big characters that matter. You know, like Spidey and the main guys, and then C-level kind of lower tier characters, they're going to have to change some things. You may not like it. I mean, they did it a few times in this movie, because Red Guardian and Iron Maiden, who is Rachel Weisz plays Iron Maiden, and what's his name? David Harbour plays Red Guardian. In the movie, those two play Soviet spies who were the parents of Natasha and Yelena. And, well, again, I don't want to say much more than that, but in the comic, that never happened. Red Guardian and Black Widow actually were lovers, and they broke up because he was taken away from her to go be put in the Soviet super soldier program to become Red Guardian. And Iron Maiden, who's Rachel Weisz's character, I don't know much about, to be honest with you. So I don't have her, I don't even know in the comics what she is. But one thing I do know from researching is that she's not Black Widow's mother. So that's already different in the fucking movie. I don't really see a lot of people complaining about that. Dracoff is not even a fucking comic villain. The only mention of Dracoff has been what I mentioned a couple minutes ago, was Loki saying his name in the first Avengers movie. That's it. They gave you Dracoff's whole like world building origin in the beginning of Black Widow and the title sequence. You see him involved in all kind of shit. And that's, they gave you his name a long time ago, and they built him up as a villain in like a minute and a half of the title theme of the fucking movie. So he's not even a comic villain. I don't really see people complaining about that, but here we are complaining about them not getting Taskmaster right. It's like, it's the thing, it's my point. Like, at this juncture, you just can't expect them all to be like that. What you should be doing is being thankful for these fucking movies. Because I'm telling you, when Thor Ragnarok came out, I did not like that movie. And I didn't like that movie because they took Planet Hulk and they turned it into a Thor movie. They half-assed did Planet Hulk, which is a phenomenal story, and they made it into a Thor movie. Another thing I didn't like about that movie was how comedic Thor was throughout the whole movie. Everything was fucking comedy. Another thing I didn't like about that movie was, I lost my train of thought. Shit. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, so I had issues with Thor Ragnarok. And then I watched it in the theater. I was like, I'm not happy. I was complaining. I was like, why is Thor like this? Why is the fucking, why do they, why? Why? So not happy. To the point where it made me not enjoy what a fucking phenomenal movie that is. Because after rewatching that movie like 10 times, I didn't have to watch it 10 times to appreciate it. But when I rewatched it at home, I was like, you know what? This movie's fucking awesome. Like, and you have to get past the point that Thor in the MCU is not going to be like the regal Thor in the comics, because they've already like gotten away from that. This is, the MCU is based on the comics, yes, but it has its own flavor. It has its own world. It has its own, like, the characters do shit their own way. The way the actors kind of like, you know, have grown into them over the years. And it's like, yeah, fam, you're not going to have Thor there with his looking all regal all the time with his chest out and fucking, you know, speaking the old Asgardian, yay, old enemies, thine will be thwarted. But you know how fucking tired you people would have been of that by now? You would have been so fucking sick of that shit, you would be complaining on the fucking, and you'd be on fucking Reddit talking about, oh, they should just fucking have Thor talk normal, this shit's stupid. You would be fucking sick to death of that shit, so please. It's like, people just love to complain, dude. It seems to be the way. Everyone loves to complain, and they don't appreciate shit. And you really should at this point be appreciating these movies, because you'll never see this shit again. You will never see DC build up their world the way Marvel's done this. Sony's trying to do it now. It's not going to happen. Sony's going to bust their nuts super early. They're going to get all happy with the first thing they do with Spider-Man. They're going to get all happy and they're going to fuck it up. Guaranteed. So at this stage of everything for me, man, I just, as long as the movies are good, I enjoy them. I'm not picking them apart anymore. So long as we're getting good movies, dude. Once they start giving us bad movies, then I gotta pull back. But come on, guys, don't you know? Take it easy. It's like, y'all really fucking mad about Taskmaster? Come on, fam. Please.
You're listening to the Everything Podcast.
Everything Podcast.
Hosted by Lou from the BX. BX versus everybody. You motherfuckers better recognize.
Everything Podcast. Damn. So, this was not part of the quote-unquote show, but I just got word from a friend of mine that Bismarck E passed away at 62 years of age, I believe. He was sick, and I remember seeing that he had like a pneumonia or something, and he was like in and out of the hospital, and he was just having a lot of health issues, man. It fucking sucks, and I hate that first article that I see. Like, I just went to pull it up just to see. And I hate that the first fucking thing I see is just a friend rapper, Bismarck E, dead at 57. Bro, if do not label Bismarck E as the just a friend guy. Bismarck E is a DJ, an actor, a rapper, a producer. Like, Bismarck E is a legend in hip-hop. I know, you know, I'm not trying to bring negativity or whatever, but I just saw that and that really fucking irritated me. Like, the Just a Friend rapper. No, yeah, that was this big hit, but he's so much more than that. It's dude, he did it all. Writer, ghostwriter. I hate that, like, I decided to do this because he meant so much when I was younger because I just loved his music. And that Nobody Beats the Biz joint, that shit is a fucking banger to this day. Like, I can't not hear that song and just I don't know, man. I'm not I don't have the history of Bismarck E here. I can't go over it for you. Maybe next episode I'll do a little something, but I just saw that and it like bummed me out big time. I'm not gonna lie. That fucking bummed me out, man. It sucks, man. The older you get, your heroes, you know, it's just Father Time is undefeated, man. They just start dropping and this makes you think about a lot of shit. So it's just, it sucks. But in any event, man, we're gonna try to push past that, and let's talk about the next thing I wanted to get into, which was the White House trying to basically censor social media and using the fake news and spread of misinformation to kind of regulate Facebook and regulate Twitter and Instagram and whatever other social media outlet there is. And I wonder why more people are not like worried about this. So if you missed it, Jen Psaki, who is the White House, I'm gonna be honest with you, I know she speaks on behalf of the White House. I don't know exactly what she does, because you would think that I'd do a little more research on these things, but I just don't feel like it. I just know she represents the White House because I was watching the video of her speaking to reporters and reporters asking her questions, and she's completely shutting them down. So I know, and you know, that fake news is a big problem, right? It's huge. Huge. Fake news is a big fucking problem. And yes, while I agree that it needs to be dealt with and somehow regulated or articles need to be flagged with which they, for the most part, they do that a lot. I've seen it on some of the shit that I post, so I know it's out there. For the most part, the social media networks are already doing that, labeling things, you know, this information is not proven, this is not, you know, this is rumor, and this is might fall under the fake news. You know, they give you warnings about things. What you might be reading is not based in fact. You might want to keep researching, especially when people post these memes and stuff based on the you-know-what virus. I don't even want to say it because I don't want any problems. I don't want my shit flagged. But I'm here for us trying to figure out on our own with these companies how to, you know, get this fake news shit out of here. What I'm not really down with is this whole White House seems to have a list of people now who they are going to ban from social media. They didn't give the list out. They said it was up to 15 people. And they are telling these social media sites they need to ban these people. And no one seems to care. You know, all these fucking... Listen. If Trump was still in office, and I hate to do this, but if Trump was still in office and one of his people was having that press conference today about that shit, it would be the biggest fucking news story of all time. There would be people outside with torches talking about this is censorship, this is, we're not communists, this is, people would be out of their fucking mind over this. And I'm not seeing that same kind of energy right now. And again, I'm cool with trying to filter out this fake news thing. This shit's dangerous. There's a lot of people, including people in my family, who, not for nothing, but they pay attention to Dominican Facebook, and they pay attention to things that I don't understand why they don't pay attention to, like CDC guidelines and scientists, but they're paying attention to memes and videos of a dude whose mother's brother worked for somebody, and that somebody told them that the coronavirus is going to mutate your DNA into another thing. And I heard, which this could be, again, I'm going to be disseminating fake news right now. Or am I? Dun dun. Apparently, everyone who's gotten the vaccine is going to be dead in 5 years. You can't see me right now, but I'm doing old Poppy again with the, I don't know, I'm on the 5th floor. That happened on the 3rd floor. I don't know. I got my hands up in the air, head cocked to the side, and I got the Tony Montana frown. That's just what I heard. I don't know. I heard a thing. Everyone who got the vaccine, I've gotten it, so I'm in this group of people. We're all going to be dead in 5 years, according to Dominican Facebook. So, how or why, I have no fucking idea. But that's what I was told by a person who I consider to be intelligent, and they told me that. So, listen, I'm all for, you know, getting rid of that shit. But when you start talking about the White House is trying to control who or what can be on your social media sites and who or what is allowed to post and who's allowed to, you don't want that. That you don't want that. That's not what you want. Like, I don't think you understand that that's like the beginning of, that's only the beginning. You think they're gonna stop there? You think when like a bully fucking comes up to you in school and punches you in the stomach and says, give me 25 cents, you think that's it? He just wanted that 25 cents one time? No, he's gonna come tomorrow and now he's gonna ask for 50 cents because you gave it to him the first time. He's gonna come back every day. Like, it's, do you think it stops here? No, it's not gonna stop here. Then what else is going to be considered? What else are they going to feel they need to step into to regulate on our behalf? because they're using the whole, well, people, one of the things that she said, because a reporter was asking her, like, who's gonna be, like, banned, like, what list, who's deciding this, like, he was asking questions, and she wasn't being rude or anything, but she was just like, she asked him, like, you're more concerned about who's getting banned than all the people who have died from listening to, like, misleading information on the internet. Like, you're not concerned about the dead people. And it's like, okay, now you're using that to kind of bolster your position. And that shit's weird. Hello? Is no one paying attention to this shit? Everybody's just, like, guys, this isn't good. Like, wake the fuck up. I hate to use that phrase, but all you people who shit on everything, every move Trump made, every breath he took, anything that they said, you guys were posting all kind of shit. And yo, I'm with the cause. I'm with getting rid of the bullshit. Again, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not. But yes, he did some good things. He did. He did some other things that were not so good. All the presidents do that same shit. Was he a fucking idiot? In my opinion, yeah. Yeah. All that rhetoric and all that, I'm not with that shit. But I thought it was embarrassing. But that's my opinion. But I can also see that when he was in charge, anything they did or said over there, people came for them. And I don't really see a lot of you same people, because your guy won, so now everything's wonderful. No one's saying anything about, like, what's going on. And you should be. Because, again, I don't understand why some people have this fucking mentality that, like, this is my side, these are my guys, and I'm with them with whatever they want to do. No, bro. They work for us. They're supposed to help us. So when they fuck up, you need to be like, yo, y'all are fucking up. Period. With a T at the end. I'm not going to say that because I hate that shit. It's just annoying. The fuck is that? Period. So annoying. Yeah, I think I'm... I don't know. It's like lost for words. And sometimes I feel like I'm, like, going crazy when I start talking about some of this stuff, because I don't feel like I don't want it to be misconstrued as me bitching or anything. But it's like I try to call out the bullshit. And again, this podcast is all about trying to see both sides, and I don't see a lot of people who live like that. A lot of people are just like, this is my team and that's it. And they can do no wrong. And it's like, that shit bugs me, because you guys act smart and then you do dumb shit. So if you didn't know this was happening, hopefully this gets to you and you can just turn on your Google machines and read a couple articles here and there and kind of, you know, just pay attention to shit. Just kind of see what's happening, because this shit is not cool. Censorship is bad, people. It's very, very bad. Censorship is not a good thing. You don't want the White House regulating who gets to give you information. You don't want the government doing that. Okay? I don't know what other words I can give this to you. But you just don't want that shit.
Oh my God! Yo, is this real? Oh my God! Wait. Is this really true?
Hold tight, my man.
Nah, I don't want to hold tight right now. No. Hold tight, my man. I said I'm not going to hold tight right now, man, because the Everything Podcast is back. What?
Hello, motherfucker
is right. It's your boy, the mayor, telling y'all need to check my man Lou from the BX with the Everything Podcast. He's back, y'all.
Hello, motherfucker.
And I can't believe it, man, because right now I know Lou is... Gang banging.
Everything podcast, everything podcast, everything podcast. So I would be very remiss if I didn't at least kind of talk about what's happening in Cuba right now. So right off the bat, I'm not going to sit here and preach to anybody. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do or how they should feel or whatever. I am not versed in everything that's happening over there, and that is on me. I should definitely, I have things open now that I'll be reading after I'm done with this podcast, but I wanted to just, I don't know, man, just send my love to all my Cuban friends who might be listening, you know, people who still have family over there and they haven't heard from. So the people of Cuba have basically taken to the street to revolt over the 62 years of the communist regime that they've had there. It started in San Antonio de los Baños and it spread to 40 cities in Cuba, including the capital, which is Havana. The president, Michael Canel, deployed security across the country to kind of take control of things, and then Azteca, which is like the AT&T of Cuba, halted internet services sometime Sunday afternoon. So all the video and stuff that we were able to get over here stopped, because that's what happens when the government controls your shit. So listen, I stand with the people of Cuba. It's just my stance. I'm sorry. That's how I feel, and it is what it is. But I'm with the people, okay? I'm not with the dictatorship. I'm not with Fidel or any of these fucking, you know, dictators, is what else you call them. Calls himself the president. He's a dictator. I'm not with that. I'm for and with the people. Do you know how long the people in Cuba have to like stand in line to get like rice and water and beans, and they're not even given like enough food? Like it's a lot of money in Cuba, and it ain't going to the people, okay? It's going somewhere else. Those people are suffering and have been suffering for a long time, and they can't do shit because they're scared. And now they've had enough, and they're in the street and they're fighting and they're being pelted and arrested, and people are disappearing, and they're not able to contact their families who are maybe here or abroad or anywhere else because their communication has been shut down. And everyone in this government is just kind of like, yay, we stand with the people of Cuba. But okay, do something. Do something. Listen, I'm tired of like this America where it's like they help who they want to help and that's it. No, bro. If we're like the shit and we have all these Cuban Americans here in this country and you pander the fuck out to them when you come down here to try to get votes, then let's help Cubans. Let's go help them. I don't mind. I pay taxes. Use some of my tax dollars. God knows you're using a shitload of billions of tax dollars on a bunch of bullshit. I'd rather see it go to help people. And the sanctions. Get these people what they need. Basic food and fucking water. Help them. Like, that's my stance. I don't have any political agenda. I'm not, you know, gonna sit here and say this guy's not doing shit, this guy didn't do shit, this guy, no, fuck all these people in office, fuck them all. They need to fucking do something. Someone needs to help them. Someone needs to help Cuba. We're doing what we can. I know I have a friend who, which I need to remember, let me write that down. They posted they put an Instagram post up where you can like send money to pay like phone bills over there. I've done that. I'm going to repost it. So in case anyone wants to, if they can do it too. You know, we can only do so much from here. It's up to the people in charge to do what they need to do. And Cuba needs help. So if you can't afford to do anything and you feel something in your heart for these people who are going through shit, take a look at a few videos. Stop looking at cat videos and fucking women on TikTok shaking their tits for 5 seconds, and maybe look at one of these videos from, you know, over there in Havana of how people are in the street. And maybe stop pushing your political bullshit and take a second to share one of those videos so that maybe someone else who doesn't know what's going on can see it, and maybe they can help someone. Maybe they have a relative in Cuba. Who knows? But anything you can do can help. It doesn't take much to press retweet or share. It does nothing. It takes nothing out of your day. And it may help someone. So that's all I'm asking. That's all I said. I wasn't going to preach or any of that shit. I gave my opinion. That's what I do. And, you know, just my heart goes out to all my Cuban friends and allies. And, you know, I'm here to talk. If you want to talk, I'll help you out however I can. And we'll spread as much word as we can and do what we do here. So that's about it for me today. I'm done. So thank you once again for joining me on what is and what has been episode 72 of the Everything Podcast. I love and appreciate all of you. I wish you all the best. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I can do that now because my show tapes on Friday. So now I can just go, hey guys, have a great weekend, man. Yeah. But for real, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Be merry. And just take care of yourselves and your families, all right? Just please, everyone be good. I know I kind of ended this on a weird note, but I don't know all the facts about Cuba, so I just wanted to state how I feel. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, keep your ear to the street and keep your head on the swivel. Don't sleep, because that's the only way you're going to get me. And if you wet me, I'm going to turn around and laugh so you never forget me. I'm from the BX.